Live from a secret bunker behind enemy lines and the frontier of free speech, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. For Friday, May 17, 2019, here are three big things you need to know. Three. The Michigan State Police are ready to roll out a new initiative to target illegal marijuana growing and distribution operations. Seems the black market is booming in this legal weed state. Two, Governor Whitmer may soon sign a ban on teen vaping in Michigan. A bill to do just that has cleared the state house and is on its way to her desk. It would make it a crime for teens to buy vaping items and for anyone to sell it to them. Could be serious. And number one, Michigan now in the middle of the culture war over new abortion restrictions. Alabama led the way outlawing the controversial procedure this week. Now Missouri and Louisiana ready to jump on board. And in Michigan, the battle lines are clearly being drawn. And this is going to be the pivotal dark horse issue of 2020. Sure, the economy may be for me at the front and center, the forefront of everything, the economy always. But the abortion pendulum is swinging, and it's swinging wildly. And what has happened here ever since Governor Northam of Virginia went out there and discussed on camera the idea of rejecting a born alive bill, which he did, which is if somebody survives an abortion and they're born alive, it's a live birth, which is by definition a human being. Governor Northam of Virginia suggested that they would keep the infant healthy, that they would then make a decision upon conversations with the woman and the doctor and so forth as to what would happen next. Postnatal abortion is what they were discussing. And then we saw states like Illinois declare they wanted to have the easiest abortion laws in the country. Abortion upon demand at any time during pregnancy. 30 weeks, 35 weeks, hell, right up to the moment of birth. That you can abort a child. Now, what that is that's it's infanticide. You know, so at that point, the question is not whether or not it's murder. It's just whether or not you're okay with it. And the idea that somehow a full-term baby, it's still the woman's decision about her body. It's not her body anymore. At some point, it's not her body. Now, we can argue back and forth, civilized people can, about whether it's a human being at conception or a human being at 12 weeks or 14 weeks. But it is a human being at 30 weeks and 35 and 40. And when it's ready to, you know, for delivery to commence, that's a human being. That I can tell you. And so here in Michigan, a plan also making its way through that would be similar to some of the bills put forth in Missouri and Georgia and now Louisiana, where the Democrat governor there, John Bel Edwards, is apparently going to sign a bill, a heartbeat bill, that would ban abortions after a heartbeat is detectable somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks in Louisiana, 6 weeks in Georgia, and almost no abortions legal in Alabama. And Governor Whitmer says she will ban that measure if it makes it to her desk. We have that sound of her, correct? So it's Governor Whitmer talking about this and the fact that she would abort any such measure that made it to her desk. Go.
They came to your desk?
I'm going to veto them when they come to my desk.
Why is that?
I think that these are decisions that should be made between a woman and her doctor. I've always supported women's autonomy and freedom to make her own choices, and that should be no surprise to anyone in this town.
So she says it's between a woman and her doctor. A woman should have autonomy. She would veto any such measure. But again, the problem is that public sentiment is swinging back against abortion rights that are that broad. Pro-choice people that I know say they cannot support that kind of a notion. Third trimester, late-term abortions. No, that's not a good sell, and that's not a good issue for the Democrats. You're being warned. I've warned you time and again. It's not a good issue. It's a losing issue for Democrats. And in Michigan, though, there's an end run that can be made. And the end run simply is that if petitions are gathered in excess of 10% of the number of people that voted in the last presidential election, which would be about 340,000 signatures needed, you can bypass altogether the governor and send it straight to the House and Senate for approval. It happens on rare occasion. It's an unusual mechanism, but I like it. You don't need an obstructionist governor in your way. You need You need the citizenry of the state to say, this is where we're going with this. Also headed to the governor's desk, something I would say is a bit less controversial, and that's legislation that would ban the use of vaping devices and vaping materials by teenagers. This measure would make it illegal to sell vaping devices to kids, and a crime for a teen to possess vaping products has cleared both chambers now and soon could also become law. Now, surveys show that the use of e-cigarettes, as they're often called by teens, has exploded in recent years, increasing by 10% in the last year alone. Now, here's what's weird. When Ivy and I went to Thanksgiving a year ago, and there were, you know, a bunch of different people and, you know, cousins and their children and so on and so forth, every single person between the age of about 18 and 30 was vaping. Every single one of them. There, I don't know, 10 of them maybe. And I thought to myself, that is just so odd to me. Everybody's hooked up on this stuff. Everybody has this crutch, and whether it's nicotine or something more powerful, because, you know, you can get oil, right? Isn't that right? You can get oil that's like THC oil. Yeah, Ivy says, yeah, you can get it. So you make marijuana legal, then you have vaping devices, which was originally supposed to be for nicotine, helps people stop smoking cigarettes and so forth, and then you stick it full of THC, and it doesn't have an odor. That's one of the things I'm told. I've never actually been around the ones that have THC. At least I don't think so. Let me collect that thought for a second. I don't believe I've been around the ones that create THC, but how would you know? How would you know if it, because there could be a kid sitting right there in high school or junior high school or hell, elementary school that is, you know, packing the pipe and hitting the vape and getting stoned and nobody would smell it. I mean, back in the day, you smoked weed, you could smell that stuff for half a mile, maybe more if you didn't pay much because it was cheap. I mean, so I've heard. I've heard about it. All right, fair enough. I went to college myself, too. I get it. But so now it's almost, it's undetectable. If you're a police officer and you pull somebody over, they could be stoned to the bone, they could be. And how would you know? That's just another concern, I suppose, but something to consider, that's for sure. Anyhow, Representative Thomas Albert says that Michigan should have taken the action long ago, but says Michigan is the only state where vaping devices are still allowed for minors, the only state. The bills, which have received overwhelming bipartisan support, now headed back to the Senate for a vote on immediate effect before traveling to the governor's desk. Teens under 18 would be fined $50 if caught. Merchants who sell to teens would be fined $100 the first time, $500 the second time, $2,500 for a third-time offense. The new law would require that vaping products be packaged in child-resistant containers and kept behind the counter at retail outlets as well. Now, former Governor Rick Snyder vetoed similar legislation last year because vaping wasn't also designated as tobacco products for taxing purposes. And make no mistake, it all comes back to taxes at one point on all of these vaping devices. All right? It's the Steve Rivers Show on a Friday. Man, good to have you here. Sit tight. A lot to come, including, let's see here, the MERS report. Don't go anywhere.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
I remember the moment.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
A storage tank ruptured, and for miles, chemicals were pushing up against the riverbanks.
This was a big, big deal, and it was going to have serious impact on communities up and down the river.
I remember the moment this local guy came up to me and said, they call the guard out for this stuff?
You probably thought we were all about hurricanes, tornadoes, fighting Mother Nature.
Hey, it's a chemical spill. It's a disaster.
It affects the water supply, threatens wildlife.
We're talking about the health of entire communities and and people's livelihoods.
You bet we're ready for these kinds of things.
We were out there with booms to prevent the spill from expanding.
We're responsible for protecting and monitoring the sensitive wetlands.
I also remember the moment that same guy came up to me and said, I don't know what we would have done if they hadn't called the guard up.
Learn more about how you can protect your friends, families, neighbors, and the environment. Everything that makes up your community. Go to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.